Blog Talk Blog Radio. Talk.
Hey, Derek.
Oh, Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, did you not have your mic on?
Sorry. I was busy, you know, making the drinks.
This is a professional operation.
Don't
you think so?
Is everything working here?
I think so.
Yeah, I think, okay, good.
What do you think?
Okay.
We didn't do a mic check or anything.
We did not do a mic check.
I'm about to have a wardrobe malfunction also.
Oh, really? What's why do I, sound funny?
We're in the room, too. Do you sound funny?
Yeah. I don't know. Something seems a little strange. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think we're going to be okay, though.
Do we need to try this again?
You want me to press the button?
Yeah. Wait. I got to do the countdown, right?
Okay. Yes.
Wait, don't I have the countdown somewhere like gettable? Don't I? Is this the longest introduction
What does this mean?
The countdown.
I'm not sure what that means.
Like, you know. Oh, here we go. All right. Are we ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blog Talk Radio. Okay, very good. There we go. It's official.
Hey, Derek.
Oh, hey there, Kay.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good.
That's what happens when you try to make drinks before the show.
Well, that's my fault, I think, sort of. Well, what are we going to talk about today on the Derek and Kay Show?
I see. I got a little more. Okay, there we go. We've got a you might want to be careful with your Burger King salads. There's some sharp objects in them. Okay. Talk about that in the weird news.
All right. Well, Derek and I will have our weekly weekend review because we're doing it anyway, and we might as well make it an actual segment.
Oh, okay. It's good. Yeah, it's like what we like to do.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some good Florida news.
Uh-oh.
this story I haven't read, but the guy does a Donald Duck in front of a store window, drive-thru.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but I'll be excited to find that out.
It's pantsless. I just learned that. You know how Donald Duck doesn't have any pants?
Oh, yeah, he doesn't wear pants.
He just had a birthday, too. I found about that in the past hour.
Oh, happy birthday, Donald Duck.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Next, we'll be discussing, bringing back the best of BTR.
Or again? Oh, that's exciting.
It's special troll edition.
I'll be curious to hear that.
I think you're going
to
enjoy it.
There's lots of meth cooking going on in Florida.
Big and bad.
In very strange areas, and we'll talk about that in the weird news.
All right, and finally, musical guest Jiggly Jones back on the show again.
Great.
After 40 episodes.
Has it been that long?
I think it has been that long. Wow, it doesn't seem like it, right?
No, it just seems like it was a few months ago.
All right, are we ready to do the show?
I think we could probably do the show. Okay. A little scramble here, but I'm doing okay.
All right,
I'll get this going right here.
Well, then press the button and starts our magical show.
Oh, wait a minute.
Really?
Okay, it's going to work.
All right, should we? Oh, there we go. Yay, professional.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mother.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. La 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 la.
This is fun.
Pussycat.
Boy, now we're going to have fun.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Boy, this is fascinating.
Oh, wow.
Woo. Sometimes I like to lick the sides.
Hooray!
I think it's
yes. Pussycat.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter. Jalapeno.
We love Derek and Kay Show. You betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Good evening, everybody, boys and girls.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is June 15th, 2014. And, get this lawnmower going. Now, this is episode 172, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. We have over 250,000 listens and growing.
Holy
And we have, of course, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Okay, I got it. I was struggling for a second there, but I got it. I am Trico.
Trico.
Yeah.
This one's easy. This would be a tree Pokemon.
Kinda, sorta. It's not really.
No. Not really, okay.
Try again.
Trico. It's some kind of bird.
No.
I don't know. It's, okay.
It's a gecko Pokemon.
Oh, it's a gecko.
Yeah.
All right. I would have never got that.
I know.
I don't get the connection there.
It's a grass type Pokemon. It's a Trico. I don't know. It's dumb. You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. Visit our website, dkradioshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You got mail.
We're also on SoundCloud. You can subscribe and hear highlights there. You can subscribe on iTunes, listen to archived episodes anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. I think I got it all in before the song is over.
Yeah, no, it's a nice job.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's really cha-cha-cha. Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah. I'm struggling a little bit with the audio here. I'm not sure. I think everything is okay.
Yeah, I mean, I might could use a little more can sound.
Do you want a little more mic or
yeah,
a little bit more?
Maybe a little more mic.
I
feel like I'm yelling.
Okay.
Is that just me?
Give you a little more gain.
Or I'm just, oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I had to bring this whole thing out for a gig.
Oh.
So, you know, it's always
everything
a little strange.
Everything got a little adjusted.
Everything back in. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I feel like I sound a little different. I don't know. It's just like filling with the dials here. I think it's okay though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're more relaxed.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been pretty good. I've been out in Western Mass.
I saw that posted on Facebook. I saw that you were celebrating the Father's Day.
Yeah, it was Father's Day today, so
yes.
I had the the best Indian, probably, you know, with the best dad.
Oh, the best
and,
dad.
Yeah, we had a great meal. We went out there twice, actually.
This weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, we went to
really?
The buffet twice.
Wow.
And,
on the same day?
No, it was the day that comes after Thursday.
Okay.
And then today.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alternating Indian days.
Oh, it was great. I got a buffet to go. So
buffet to go.
I got like three good meals for the rest of the week.
Oh, really? You got leftovers?
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Fantastic.
It's big time. And let me think what else. Oh, and Saturday. Oops.
There you go. Sorry.
Whoa.
There's some hardcore cat action
going on.
That's what listeners can't see.
On the console. Yeah, it was Derek Appreciation Day.
That's fabulous.
Which, from my lovely family and Joe, good friend Joe of the family, we had cocktails outside. It was beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did they all give speeches and stuff?
No, it wasn't really like that. There's a lot of pictures, as you can see. You can see some of them are there.
Oh, okay.
I think it was just an excuse to get together.
Really?
Really.
It has nothing to do with you?
Maybe in my honor, like the cocktail thing. You
oh,
know,
okay.
Because I like the adult beverages.
Yes.
And
know.
Speaking of...
Oh, there are adult beverages waiting.
Yeah, I didn't stir
them
excellent.
Yet.
Oh, excellent.
That's okay. We can do a little stir action.
Here, let me get you a little...
I was thinking about the gin and lemonade cocktail that we're about to enjoy.
Get some of that.
Because we just decided that this is the best cocktail of all time.
Yeah, this is really good stuff.
Good.
Yeah, is it good?
That's good.
Mmm.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe we should give a little. You'll give a little clink.
Oh, we got cheers
we
for
got
this.
Cheers.
Hey, good time.
Cheers.
The show's
Happy
happening.
Happy Father's Day. I
Happy
don't know.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Great.
Mmm. So how was your weekend? You had performances?
It was pretty damn busy. That's all I got to say. This whole week has been busy, busy, crazy, ball-to-the-wall busy.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I had a great week with the Odyssey Opera, brand new opera company that opened up here in Boston. Wow, they opened up with a June festival where they did three staged operas, over 4 days, and it was just fantastic. So we did Verdi's Un Giorno di Regno. So the whole point of this opera company is to do operas that aren't typically performed, that are underperformed. So I had never heard of this. I didn't know about that Verdi wrote another comedy besides Falstaff. So I was in the chorus of chambermaids and servants, and it was very enjoyable. It was very well received by the Boston critics. You know, the Globe was there, the Edge magazine. It was very well received by every critic that was there. So I was very pleased. And that was fun, but it was a lot to do.
Oh boy, I can imagine those, and it also seems like, you know, all that rehearsing.
Oh,
and it just, I mean, not just the music, but I mean, yeah, that's a big deal. But you know, all the stage stuff and what do they call that? The movement? What is that?
Oh, the staging.
Staging is that what is the technical term? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. It was basically
all that for two performances.
A performance full of stunts for the chorus.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in the beginning, we were asked to set a table in perfectly coordinated time. I had to deal with a tablecloth and like spoons and knives and cups. And then there was a dressing scene. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, I saw something that's
okay.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
going
to affect. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's better.
There was a dressing scene where we were going to have to dress the singers that were singing, and it was difficult to say the least.
While they're singing.
And while we're singing. And to be all coordinated.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
It was tough, but it was fun, and we managed to get it right.
Because when you're bending down, you might have been, right?
Well, we were bending down.
Yeah, I mean, that's changing. That's got to be difficult.
It was a game changer.
It's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach.
Yeah, but it was, we pulled it off. So I was pretty impressed with all of us. But there were a couple of foibles. You know,
mm-hmm.
There was a couple of backwards clothes situations and
getting dressed, getting people dressed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
There's an incident where we brought a petticoat out, placed it on the floor, and it was like upside down and backwards.
Oh, but people don't know that.
But we straightened it out and no one noticed.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
It's hard to tell from offstage.
Yeah. And there was a coffee pot that tipped over and someone actually wrote about it in the paper, which I was really upset about.
What?
Yeah.
And really, like, overall, that stuff doesn't really matter,
It doesn't
right?
matter. Yeah, and we, you know, we...
It's not about that.
We're professionals. Dealing with that was, like, you know,
yeah,
old is easy.
It's not, I mean, if you want to see theater, you go see theater.
Yeah.
I guess.
So it's live. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. So, but it was fun. So today we were at WGBH Studios recording making a recording.
Wow.
So,
I thought I saw something about that.
Yeah, so it's been pretty busy with Odyssey. But congratulations to everyone involved. It was amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been just busy, busy, busy. Not even, I mean, man. But new projects. Oh, no, that's not. Oh, well, it's Father's Day. Did you, you were with your dad, right?
I did. I gave him a very nice card.
Oh, you did? That's nice.
And what else? It was and a gift. I got him a really nice little button-up shirt dealy.
Oh, that's nice.
From REI.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. I hope he enjoys it.
I just talked to my dad just a few moments ago before I was leaving to come here.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing good. He shot under 100 today out on the golf course, which is great.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Yeah, I was
under
impressed.
100. I'm hoping he
18
did
18 holes.
Okay, well, that was my question.
Yeah,
that,
if it wasn't
was
9 holes, then it wouldn't have been so great. Yeah,
it wouldn't. Yeah,
18
so he's
holes
big into the golf.
All day, yeah.
Is he? Yeah, my dad's into the golf too.
Oh, then
I got my clubs up there.
I don't have any clubs. I need to get some clubs.
You want to get that going? I keep saying that. Go to the range.
Hit some balls. That'd be fun. We should do it.
We totally should. It's like big radio thing, right? We smoke. We should. Next thing we'll be smoking
cigars.
And out on the golf course.
Do they let you
like
drink
radio
out there?
People. I don't know. We might get that club that's got like the
cocktails.
That? Yeah. You know?
Does that exist?
I think there is.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And to go with it, I know we've talked about on the show with the one you pee into.
Oh. What's that called?
I don't know. I want
it's
the
like
Wizenator.
Like the
pee fake,
putter? Yeah, the Wizenator is the fake Johnson that you use to pass the drug test.
Uh-huh.
But what's that? That it's like the pee putter or like something?
Yeah, you found it. It's great because it looks like you're putting. You're just standing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but you're
I
really.
Guess it's probably for dudes,
you're really
right?
letting go. Yeah, I think it's for dudes.
Okay, that's just for dudes only.
Yeah, we have not that good aim at all.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes it seems like men don't have that good of aim, too. I've seen the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Toilets are disgusting. They pee all over the place.
Yeah, toilets are pretty bad.
Yeah.
I hate seeing that.
That's disgusting. Like, what happened?
You don't want to see that.
No.
Yeah, you gotta get it in.
The men's bathrooms or men's results in bathrooms are usually pretty disgusting. But women's bathrooms are pretty gross, too. I mean, I gotta say. I've seen some really disgusting things in the women's bathroom also, mostly involving sanitary items.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Or so I say, feminine protection items.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a thing. Everybody has to have a feminine protection items. It's a part of life. But you got to be a little neater about your disposal.
Dispose of it.
It doesn't matter if you never have a public bathroom and you never... I mean,
yeah. And by the way, wrap that up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you can wrap it up in the little wrapping that comes with it. That's
oh,
fun.
Yeah, a little package and all package-y.
I don't understand, though, why they make it so hard to get it open. The door should swing open. It shouldn't, like, you shouldn't have to, like, press it with your hand and hold it open because the receptacle for the feminine protection items is, like, way dirtier than the toilet seat.
Wait, so I'm familiar with, because
I
use the shared bathroom,
yeah.
So I actually been in bathrooms that have that little...
Yeah, the little receptacle for the used feminine items.
Now,
yeah.
Now you're saying it should just swing open?
It should swing open.
Stay open?
Yes. Well, it should swing. It should be a swinging door, because in most...
Oh, you're right.
In most bathrooms,
it's a spring-loaded
press door.
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
And... That's disgusting.
And you got to hold it?
Yeah, you got to hold it open because it doesn't hold. You got to, like, hold it open with your hand.
No, you would just put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It should swing.
Who designed this? A man, probably.
That's probably.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, it's got to be a man.
That's probably true,
because
actually.
Those receptacles are one of the most disgusting things in the women's room.
I'm
not even joking.
You're right.
Yeah, it should swing open.
I think, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. There's really no reason to... To have the spring, because gravity's going to keep the door closed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If it's designed the right way, because the door for a lot of those receptacles is on a slanted diagonal surface. So if it swung open, then it wouldn't stay open. But if you design the door so that it's a flat, like flat or vertical surface, you know, like you can place things inside, then the door swing open. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't.
So the door is on a horizontal surface usually.
Sorry.
In some receptacles, especially the receptacles that are on the ground.
I mean, it's like flat like the wall.
Yes, it should be flat like the wall.
Yes.
Then it could swing open.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But if it's an angle,
uh-huh.
Then if it swings open, the door is always open.
Right.
But you know what? Who cares if the door is always open? Little tiny opening. Like,
yeah, but I don't want to, because look,
it's
maybe
tiny,
we're talking
it's
about
tiny.
Too much, but
I know
I sit. So we have the shared bathrooms. We got the private bathrooms.
I know you don't want
to
see that stuff.
And I've sat there before, and it's right next to the bowl. And I've given it a little push. I'm like, what's in here? I mean,
you what?
No, I'm just I'm curiosity. I'm not like looking for anything. Oh my gosh.
You just swing it open and go, what's in here?
I mean, I've done that before. Just, I mean, you know, it's not often.
What did you think in there? Was
guys,
candy? Refreshments?
No. I knew nothing. I wasn't looking for anything
nothing
in there.
Nothing good can be in
but
there.
But I was just like, oh, there's that. You
yeah.
know, like, oh, that's, I've never really experienced one of those
well,
before.
Well, these are the issues that I have with, like bathroom, toilet, trash cans. That are, like, open at the top. Like, I see a lot of trash cans in bathrooms that just have, like, they're a can with no top. So, like, when you place things in the can, it can be seen by everyone. And that
yeah,
is not
that's
my
not,
that is
that's
not my preferred.
That's not good either. That's why I have one. I have the little can I have.
Yes, with steps.
You could do
steps.
The step thing.
Yeah.
And it's got a cover because
yeah.
I don't want to see. You know, I
yeah.
don't want and I don't want others to see.
It's a bathroom.
Yeah, it's just close, you know.
Why would you even make a bathroom, like, trash can without a top. I don't understand.
Yeah.
And my cat was going in the bathroom toilet trash can before, so that's why I got one
oh,
with a top.
Oh, digging around? Oh, yeah. If you have cats, forget
yeah,
about it. You can't have them going in there.
Why did they go in the trash can?
Yeah, I just had the idea, though. Are you talking about this back to the feminine trash
yes.
receptacle?
Yes.
Why don't they make one that's the opposite spring-loaded? You go up, it stays up, and the spring. Well, maybe it's like, you know,
how do you
it's
get
like,
it open?
It's
though?
Like those easy close, you know, like the doors where you put it up, it stays up for a little bit and slowly closes.
Okay, but how do you get it open? Do you put
time?
A handle on it, or like a hand, like a you have to put like
it
a
it could look just like
lever?
It does flat.
Yeah,
and you just push it up to put your thing in, and it slowly closes. So you don't have to touch it. You don't have to keep holding it. Wouldn't that
don't
be good?
You, don't you still have to touch the door though? And the
yeah,
door
you do. But
is
you give it a little.
Like,
you give it a little.
Disgusting.
You give it a little backhand, not dealy. You know, just open it up. It stays open, and it slowly closes. No, just swing. You
I
just
need,
want it swinging.
I need something either, and
okay.
I came across this
Let's
while
work
I was
on this.
At while I was downstairs in the Huntington Theater
okay.
dressing room, like backstage area bathrooms. There, the receptacle was on the floor, and you could open it with your foot. And it was like a trash can, except
oh.
it had that angled thing. That's brilliant.
Even better.
That's good.
Less you have to touch, the
yes.
better. I understand. Yeah.
And
yep.
This is the issue. I don't want to touch anything in the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the main
yeah.
issue, because it's gross.
Yep. No, everything happens in there.
Yeah.
You don't know who's done what.
I think I saw a little poop on the wall, too.
Oh, my
I'm
gosh.
I'm not even joking.
RJ Gumby says, Malt Liquor Man from the Possum Hour. We'll design the perfect one. I'm not too surprised if anyone could do it.
Why Malty?
He could do it. Malty Liquor Man?
Oh.
He's good.
Okay.
He's good with that stuff.
He's designing things?
Well, that kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, RJ Gumby.
Hi, RJ Gumby from the Possum Hour.
Thanks for
joining
us
in the chat room. Yeah, I'm just wondering why those receptacles are made the way they are. And it's a mistake. It really is. The bathroom in a public place should be made so that you can touch as few things as possible. And this is, okay, I also have the frustration with the bathroom. See, women have to go in stalls, right? Because we don't have the option of going in a urinal.
Mm-hmm.
So the stall doors open inside so that when you open the door again, you have to get really close to the toilet in order to get the door open again.
I like that.
And you also have to touch it. So
yeah.
That's upsetting. So why doesn't the door open to the outside? Yes, maybe you'll hit somebody passing by the door.
Yeah. And then, you
but,
know.
But, I mean, can it really be that bad? Really?
Yeah. So there's that. I mean, that. And then there's also the whole thing. This is big. I know we've talked about this. Not having a cover for the toilet. You know, a lot of the public ones don't have the cover.
What do you mean?
So when you're flushing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're flushing.
I like to run.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's fecal matter everywhere.
Yeah.
This is my issue. So this is what I do now. And this is a little bit psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
So I finish my business
mm-hmm.
in the ladies,
okay.
like, stall. And I don't really care. I open the door. And then I
like
step.
A stall?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
So I step outside slightly.
Mm-hmm.
I use my foot to flush the
oh,
toilet.
Oh, I use the foot. I've been doing that for a long time.
Wait for it, and
oh.
then I run away because the fecal matter is going everywhere.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
So that's my method. That's my new psychotic method.
Well, you got to do something.
Do you like that?
That's pretty good, yeah. I was gonna say
I started doing it like a month ago.
I was gonna say that
you can't put the seat down.
Yeah, I just thought you were gonna like tie a rope to the thing and throw it over the side and then pull the rope and pull
it
off.
That's a good option too.
Because you're like
good
doing
idea.
Like a Mission Impossible thing.
Yeah.
Just to flush the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. You know, or you could put like some Saran wrap over the toilet.
Yeah.
Over the seat.
Yeah.
And then flush
you
it.
Get, or not take it off. That would be good for the next person that comes.
It'd be great for the next person.
Good to take it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should really, I don't know. Maybe, you know what? Maybe they should, you know, a lot of them are auto flushers these days. You know,
that's the worst because you're not ready and then the toilet flushes. I hate that
I hate
so
that.
Much.
You're sitting on it. You get a left
you
cheek splash.
Back, yeah.
You know, it's bad. But why don't they make a time delay one, you know?
Mm.
Why don't they give it like, you know, 30 seconds?
30 seconds?
Yeah. You're off the pot.
Well, if there's like a line in the ladies' room, which there is
that's
a lot
bad.
Of the time, then there's not 30 seconds is way
it's
too much
long.
Time.
Yeah, you have to work on the timing.
It should be 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Till you've stepped away from the toilet.
Just a few steps.
Yeah.
Oh, from safety. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, that's where. Well, I don't know. These are things to think about.
These are public bathroom flaws.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then the other thing that I hate the most is when the trash can. For the paper towels and stuff like that, after you've washed your hands, it's too far away from the door. So because I use the the paper towels
to
open
the door.
The door.
Of course you do.
But then I want to throw it away.
Yeah.
But then the trash can is way back there. So sometimes I do a bit where I open the door, swing it open, and then run back to the trash can, throw it away, and then run out the door.
Wow. It's tough being you.
It is.
Huh.
These are bathroom issues, public bathroom issues.
What do you call, I've heard people, what do you call that towel, the paper towel? These are like a business towel. Like, I mean, I've heard people talk about this. I think I've heard people refer to it as the operational towel.
Oh, really?
Using that to like work with all the stuff you need to.
I never knew it had a name. I just use it. Uh-huh. I wipe my hands with it,
yeah.
and then after that, I start to use it to do business.
And by the way, do you use the first one that's there?
Yes,
you don't
I know we had this discussion. I know we had this discussion.
You don't know where that you. I'm surprised.
Well,
you don't discard the first.
In a lot of bathrooms,
use the second one for your business.
In a lot of bathrooms now, there's the ones that you have to put your hand under and it comes out anyway. So the previous towel is
really
not
like
is not visible.
I don't really like
that. You don't like that? I like it. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I don't know. Never really happy with any of them. And maybe the one that, you know what?
Like I don't like the hand dryers. I think the hand dryers are awful.
I'm glad they got rid of the one that's the continuous loop that's always wet. Those went away fast.
What?
Those are like around like the 80s and 90s.
What are you talking about?
You ever see
about?
Those? Like, like it's just like a big loop of towel. And it's always like when you're using it, you just feel like other people have used it.
That sounds really
unsanitary. Yeah, those aren't long gone.
RJ Gumby asks, how's Walgreens restroom?
Oh, there we go. Good question.
I would not know. I don't use the bath. I don't, you know what? I didn't even know there was a bathroom in Walgreens. Maybe I'll find out later. I don't know.
I'm surprised. Well, it's close to your home. So
yeah. I mean, if I have a choice between using the bathroom at Walgreens or going home, I'm going to choose going home for sure.
But someday you're going to be in a...
In a bind, you think?
You're going to be, not maybe that Walgreens, but not another Walgreens.
Maybe I'd use the one.
You're going to want to consider using it.
Maybe I'd use the one in Porter Square. That's the nice Walgreens with like the high-end makeup on the on the second floor.
We got to do that Walgreens trip sometime.
Walgreens is awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
They got the cheap stuff.
You'll have to show me. It doesn't really sell it, but you'll have to sell it to me.
They have a crazy aisle with like toys and candles.
How about every aisle is crazy? And it's a weird mix of stuff. Toys and candles?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. And they got another one that's got like shampoo and hot dogs, I'm sure.
No. It's hot dogs and like cookies.
Oh, yeah. Close.
Yeah.
Close. Well, at least they're both food products.
Yeah, they got the food all together.
The things people never talk about. When's the last time you had a hot dog?
Hot dogs are good.
Okay.
I had a hot dog on yesterday.
On yesterday?
Yeah. I'm not going to say what day it was.
Okay.
But I had a hot dog yesterday at a cookout.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a cookout.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I played cornhole.
I love cornhole. Oh, my gosh. I want to play cornhole so bad. I haven't played it all this year.
Eve and I were on like a team in cornhole. We dominated. Like, it wasn't even close. Dominated.
So you do an under throw, like
underhand, yeah.
Get a nice arc going?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You got to really focus on the hole.
That's what she said.
Yeah. If you
don't focus on the hole, you're in real trouble.
That's what she said.
Did you get it in the hole?
I got it in the hole so many times.
That's what she said.
And a few times I got it close to the hole, but it was like, it was right near the hole.
That's what she said.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you guys win?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dominated.
I love. We had that going on at the last summer work party.
Oh really?
It was so much fun.
I love the cornhole. Yeah, we're drinking some cocktails.
I want to get a set. People say you want a really good one. You need to make it, but
really?
I don't know. I might.
Who's got time? What is that? Martha Stewart? Who makes a cornhole
you get
thing?
You get the wood.
I guess.
You get a hole saw.
A hole saw? You mean like a jigsaw?
No, it's a little drill bit that's got the hole, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hole saw. That's what they call that.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah. They make them that big. Make your own bean bags. I don't know. Yeah, pretty much.
Make your own bean bag.
Yeah. Huh? I don't know. You can buy your own bean bags. You can make them. Cornholing. I want to play more.
Oh, the bean bags. You mean for the throwing?
Yeah, for the throwing.
I thought you meant for the sitting. I didn't understand what you're talking
bags.
About. Yeah,
no.
Bean bags.
I would like to play, though.
It's good times.
I'd like to play it a lot this summer. I've been thinking about getting a set. I mean, I don't know. I got no place to play, though.
We could go to the Common.
We could.
The Cambridge Common.
We could. But I like to drink and play at the same time. It's kind of
true.
A good drinking game,
yeah.
I think.
We have to go to somebody's yard.
We should totally.
We could find a yard.
Let's get the cornholing action.
We know people with yards, don't we?
I think we do.
We might.
Yeah.
Do we?
Us city folk.
Yeah. Like, who's got a yard?
I know. It's sad.
We could play some cornhole, though. We could do it up.
Let's
good.
Do it up. I freaking love that game.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. And you, like, knock each other's bag off.
Yeah.
Or sometimes in the hole, you
yeah.
know. Yeah.
Get it in the hole.
That's what she said.
All right, should we take a break?
I think we probably should. I think we're, yeah.
Okay.
We were talking about bathrooms and cornholing. This could get crazy.
You know what? I shouldn't even do any show prep because, like, we burn so much time talking about random S.
It's true.
It's really great. All right, after the break, country star. Well, is he country? Is he just, he's like rock and roll, everything.
He's everything,
I think
he would say. Yeah, this might sound a little country here,
right.
We're listening to right now.
Musical guest.
Musical guest.
Jiggly Jones.
Awesome.
Stay tuned.
All right. Wow.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Each year, tens of dozens of puppeteers suffer serious hand injuries because they didn't use the proper lubrication before stuffing their hands into a puppet. These injuries can range from minor chafing and small blisters all the way to the loss of a limb and death. Luckily, there is a solution. Felt-Up Hand Puppet Lube was specifically designed by scientists to provide the lubrication that feels good, but also keeps puppeteers safe.
I feel good. My puppet feels good. And because of Felt-Up, well, we're both healthy.
If you or someone you love uses hand puppets, don't they deserve to get Felt-Up?
If I didn't get my son Felt-Up when he was younger, he might not be here today.
Felt-Up Hand Puppet Lube, for your loved ones.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, tell me who's in my hands. If you look around, what you see is that lazy down, hang around type of frown. Now, feet will hit the ground and to wait around, it was falling down. Hey!
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back. We are listening to the music of Jiggly Jones, Modern Day.
We are back. Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show. Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for more information and really old blog entries. Got to update that website. It's been a long time.
Yeah, really, you got to do it.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, SoundCloud. We are also on, and the Vine. And lastly, you can call us at 661-467-2416. If you'd like to talk with Jiggly Jones, who is joining us on the air right now, he is a musical guest and country star out of Canada, here to talk about his new album. So, Jiggly Jones, are you with us?
I'm here. Hi, Derek and Kay.
How are you? Good to talk to you again.
You too. And just to correct something, I'm not from Canada. I'm actually from Eastern Pennsylvania, so
a
little bit of a difference there.
Oh, okay.
That's a difference. Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. I thought for some reason, I was thinking Canada.
I went on automatic pilot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my manager has about three or four artists from Canada, so you probably got me confused with that location.
Yeah.
We did.
That might be, yeah, sorry about that.
Pennsylvania.
That's all good.
Oh, wow, all awesome. Good. Okay.
Yep, no passport needed.
That's right.
That's great, yeah.
So tell us what's going on, Jiggly.
Well, I got a new record out. You just played a snippet of the last song on that record, Modern Day, which is actually the name of it changed since then to Man on the Run, but
oh.
Who cares, right? Yeah. The new record's out, and that's pretty much happening in itself. So.
Called A Mountain, a Struggle, a Tunnel, a Light?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. Where did the name come from?
I had a list. I was writing down, record name ideas, title ideas over a couple weeks, and then one day it just sort of hit me. I'm not sure if I had it all in the same order, the words, but, you know, it's sort of like my metaphor for life itself. You know, everybody crosses that mountain sometimes, and hopefully you find a tunnel halfway up, and, of course, the light at the end of the tunnel is always the goal, but, it sort of encompasses everybody's life.
Right, right, right. So the last time I talked to you was back in October, I think. So
okay.
Anything super exciting happened since then, or any more fights at your shows or anything like that?
Right, that's right.
Actually, that's funny you should bring that up because there was another one.
No.
There was, and it was this one wasn't quite as violent as the first one, though, because it almost was more like a big pushing and shoving match. But, you know, I keep saying I play acoustic music, and usually it's like a positive message kind of thing. It's not like I'm playing death metal or something, so I don't know what gets people all fired up at these acoustic shows that I do. But, you know, I'm sure the alcohol plays a lot, a lot in that. But other than that, it should be really pretty mellow.
Oh, I'm sure.
But, yeah.
Some people
to answer
angry.
Your question, yeah, mm-hmm. People are just angry, huh? Your question about has anything happened since then? The record came out. I signed with an indie label down in Nashville called Lamon Records.
Congratulations.
We did the recording. Yeah, we did the recording in January, a video in February, and the thing was released May the 6th.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and I think another – oh, yeah, I got – I won the Songwriter of the Year for the IMEA Awards. That's the International Music and Entertainment Association.
Oh, that's right.
Congratulations.
Cool. That's – you were up for
Thank
nomination
you.
Last time we talked to you, so you won.
Yeah, and I won. Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah.
Thanks, man. It was cool because me and my oldest daughter, who's now 13, we drove down there together and – we drove from eastern Pennsylvania to Kentucky. It was a long drive, and we
yeah.
had to sit in the front row and stuff. It was an exciting time for her, especially. And I happened to win, so that even made it that much better. So the ride back was fun.
Yeah, because you guys got to celebrate.
Yeah. We stopped and saw a few sights and had a lot of fun. So it was neat. It was a good bonding experience, and the fact that I won made it that much better, so...
That's awesome. Is it a nice-looking award?
It looks pretty cool. I don't know if it's made out of anything real. I mean, it's pretty light, you know, so I don't think it's like precious metal or anything like
right.
that.
Right, okay.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
So I read here that you've written well over 100 songs. That's a lot of songs.
That is a lot of songs.
How long have you been writing music?
I would say 20 years or so. It was broken up at one time. I actually got out of music for a few years. I just got burnt out, and that's when I started my family and got married and bought a house and tried to live the normal life. And it was my wife that actually talked me into getting back into it. So after I told her she was crazy, I did it. So, and that was in 2007, so that was this project here, and I've been on this project since then. So, 100 songs, whether written or co-written. I was in bands over the years mm-hmm. where there was some co-writing going on and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of experience at that.
It's good to get back into that after being out of it. I've done that myself, and I found it to be very refreshing and extremely rewarding, even though... even if you think that you're not, you know, you're crazy for doing it, you know, it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was something that needed to happen at the time as far as getting away from it. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, things happen for a reason a lot of times. And,
of course.
You know, it gave me a chance to take a breath and you know, have kids and give them a chance, a little bit of a chance to grow up before I got back into it and started, you know, leaving home for this and that and things like that. So, you know, it gave me a chance to solidify my home life and then back at it again. So.
So how have you been celebrating today's Father's Day?
Just hanging out around the house, you know, which is my favorite thing to do. You know, I'm pretty much a homebody. You know, when I'm around the area, that's where I'm at. So, you know, whenever there's anything that's needed to be gotten, the wife goes out and gets that. So right now, actually, she's out at the store
Wow. Getting
some groceries, and I get to sit home and talk to you guys. So it's cool.
Hey, that works.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's quiet.
Dinner cooked for you tonight?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I just finished about 10 minutes before I called you, so.
Oh, wow. Good.
I hope
good
I don't burp or anything like that.
No, that's quite all right if that happens. Yeah, we get to, yeah.
What'd you have?
It was like chicken and rice soup, homemade, and I'm a big soup guy, so that was cool. And grilled cheese sandwiches. It wasn't nothing, you know, really, you know, spectacular or anything, but I like that kind of thing, and it was yummy.
That sounds good.
That does sound good. I kind of want that now.
Did your daughter do something nice?
Yeah, they tried to.
They tried to.
Yeah, wow. I got two daughters actually.
Oh, two.
13
okay.
and 10, and I got a son who's 3. So.
Oh wow.
You
big
know,
family. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know he keeps us all hopping. So you know you can try to do what you think you're going to do, and then the next thing you know you're sidetracked by him. So. But it's all fun though.
Well, what did they try to do?
they tried to be nice to me today.
Uh-huh. Unlike every other day where they're like terrors.
Actually,
or what?
They say, you know, they got their own agenda, so, you know, I just roll with it. But actually, they're bringing something back from the store for me now, so I think it's some kind of ice cream cake or something. So
I'm
looking forward to that. Yeah. That's supposed to be the big surprise, though.
Okay.
Oh, it's a surprise.
I don't want to blow it, then.
All right, we won't say anything then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what is your favorite kind of ice cream cake?
The standard stuff. You know, I'm sort of plain. I like vanilla ice cream, believe it or not. You know, if it's a good vanilla, I can't get enough of that, you know. So I'm sort of a meat and potatoes guy. I'm not real fancy. So if vanilla ice cream fits right down the vein for me. So, you know, just your standard cake with the chocolate crunchy stuff on the bottom, you know.
Hey, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I like
do,
the crunchy stuff
like
at the
that.
Bottom.
Yeah.
So Jiggly, tell us a little bit more about the new album. What kind of stuff inspired you?
You know, just life itself. It's the single from the record actually I wrote years ago and redid it and presented it to the label, and I didn't even think they'd pick the song to use on the record, let alone pick the song to be the single. It's called Walk On Me. It's sort of a, I don't know if you call it sad, but people are labeling it haunting. It's just about a guy who feels that his woman is walking on him, like treating him bad, and she's out on the town and he's at home. And there's a video that goes with it that sort of depicts that. And I'm the guy in the video, so I get to act like I'm sad and, you know, like a big baby and all that stuff. So it's a pretty good video, though. It's very artistic and it's very professional, and you know, I'm real proud of that one. But
is this
know,
the first
you
video you've
that.
Made?
This is the first one I shot that wasn't low budget. The other
wow.
two, actually, the one I did with my kids was one that didn't cost me a dime.
Awesome.
And it's gotten more views than anything. It's just a lot of fun. It was the song "Ain't That All Right," and it was done. I did it on the iMovie on my Mac at home.
Uh-huh.
You know, it took me a while, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I pulled my hair out a bit on that one because, you know, trying to get a 3-year-old to do what you want him to do in the video is pretty tough, but
yeah,
it was fun nonetheless. And, yeah, this was the first video that actually had a decent-sized budget to it. So, you know, you could tell the difference when you look at them. But it was fun.
Nice.
Oh, we'll have to take a look at that. Yeah, I know that other video that you're referencing, I know that got a lot of hits, right?
Yeah, it did. I was surprised. It just, I guess, you know, people with kids and stuff, they can relate to it. And it's sort of a funny kind of, it's done in like a funny kind of way. So
mm-hmm.
it was all fun.
Do you get a lot of new fans from some of the YouTube?
Yeah, you get subscribers, you know, pretty much. And, yeah, it's one of the big things these days. And, you know, it's cool. It's just an easy way to get your name out there. And, you know, a lot of times things really hit, and next thing you know, a lot of people are checking it out. So it's surprising sometimes how it just, you know, snowballs. But I know Michael, my manager, he does a lot of promoting with video, different video links and stuff. So that
mm-hmm.
helps a lot.
Hmm. Well, you got some tours coming up? Are you planning to promote the album around the country?
Well, you know, I'm doing my own, I wouldn't call it local, because I'm shooting out probably up 4 hours at a time. I do
wow.
New York a lot, which is about 4 hours for me to get there and get parked and situated and all that. So I was just down in Nashville last week playing at the CMA Festival, which was really cool. That's my second year in a row doing that.
Awesome.
And that's a great, great event. It's just,
even if
you're not a country music fan,
mm-hmm.
just being down there for that is really cool. I mean, if you like music, that's the place to be. It's just, it's everywhere. It's all over town. It's in the football stadium for all the A-list artists. You know, the B-list artists are playing along the riverfront, and then everybody else is playing in town and all the different clubs and stuff like that. So it was really cool. And I got to sit in on the at the Music City Center with the label. They had a booth there. It's like a place you come. It's like a convention center, and you come and line up and get autographs and get pictures with artists and stuff. And that was cool. I got to spend a couple hours at the booth and, you know, meeting people and sign a few autographs and this and that. So it was cool.
Nice. It must be cool to meet some fans out there.
Yeah, it was really neat. And it was funny. One of them was from about 10 miles from where I live. So that was sort of bizarre.
Oh, cool.
I drove 14 hours to get there, and here this person drove 14 hours and 20 minutes. So,
wow.
What, you talk about some of your fans. What's like your range of fans? Like from ages to different types of people.
You know, I would say maybe an older crowd. My music's sort of mellow. You know, and it's funny, the people I met down in Nashville who didn't know me but stopped by to talk to me, asking me about the music, there was a lot of older people. And when I say older, I mean I would say over 40. And they asked me what it was like. I said, well, it's mellow. And they always said, well, I like mellow. So, yeah, that was, yeah. So, that, you know, my kids, they have all kinds of friends, and they're all fans. And I think that's the neatest fan group of all is my daughter's friends. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I played an all-ages show a couple weeks ago, and a bunch of them were there, and they had a great time. And it was, you know, I guess my daughters felt proud that night, but, you know, just to show their dad off a little bit and this and that. So, you know, and then, you know, then you got the, it varies, you know, but I would say definitely over 25 for
okay.
the most
that's
part.
Cool.
That's great.
That's us.
That's a good
that's our demographic.
That's us. That's all we're going to say.
That's me too.
All right, Jiggly, since we have you on the line, we are going to ask you the stupid questions for strangers that we always ask everybody.
Okay.
Are you ready? This is just 7 random questions that we always ask everybody who calls in.
Do we ask these before? No.
No, this is before.
Oh, this is new. Okay,
yeah,
great.
We started in entertainment. So,
okay, great. Okay. Okay.
So I'm the guinea pig for this then?
No. There have been several.
Okay.
Well, we just want to do, because we didn't get a chance to do you last time. All right. So
okay.
Question number one. If you
That's what she said, by the way.
That's what she said.
Number one, if you drink, what is your favorite cocktail?
Does it have to be a cocktail? Can it be a beer?
It can be a beer.
Okay, well, I'm partial towards the IPA beers these days, the micro-brewed beers. So.
Oh, nice. What's your favorite right now?
Coffee for me.
Do you have a... Yeah, it's not my thing either, but my dad likes it. I know that for a fact.
Is he in the IPA?
What's your favorite? Do you have, like, a favorite brand?
I would say right now it's Sierra Nevada Torpedo.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
I mean, there's so many of them. I'm sure not too many people heard of that, but...
I've heard of
anyway.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right, number, okay.
I have. Number two, which celebrity do you most resemble?
Wow. Katy Perry?
I think so.
Are you talking about the way I look? Or
Dead ringer, yes.
My attitude? The way I look?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see. I'll have to name somebody that's really handsome, I guess, huh? Wow. That's, okay, how about Matt Damon? I don't know.
There
I'm
you
an older
go.
Matt Damon.
Matt yeah. Damon. All right, number three. After taking a shower, close the shower curtain or keep it open?
I usually close it as soon as I can.
Good.
No,
that's the right
good.
Answer.
Yeah, I think so.
That one has a right and a wrong answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
As soon as it's feasible, I should say.
Because I don't want anyone looking in my shower. Do you, Derek?
No, especially the way that mine's set up.
Why?
Yeah, you get some crazy stuff in there.
There's crazy stuff in there?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't look in there.
Well, mine's a door, actually, so I don't want it hanging open because it drips all over the floor. So.
Oh, yeah, that's bad, too.
I don't know. It just looks neater and cleaner when it's closed.
I just don't want anyone looking in
my
shower.
I like my shower curtain,
gross.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Shower curtain's good, too.
Yeah.
All right, number four. What is your favorite smell?
Man, jeez. What do you think? Gasoline.
Gasoline is good.
I like gasoline, too.
Yeah,
isn't that like a carcinogenic smell, though, when it could give you cancer?
Sometimes
give
like
cancer.
A little, oh, yeah.
I like it.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's bad.
I was just going to say, I'm not talking about huffing it or anything. I'm talking about just the passing smell, you know,
just
while you're pumping
your
gas.
Yeah. It's good. It's a benzene smell, isn't it? I don't know. Number five, iPhone, Android, or Windows phone?
How about no phone?
No cell phone.
I have a cell phone, but it's like usually an emergency thing, and it's like one of them fold-up ones that everybody laughs at me.
Yeah.
It's like a prick.
Yeah.
And not that I would say iPhone if I had to have an answer. I'm a big Mac guy, so I would say iPhone.
iPhone's good. All right. I like the iPhone. All right, number six. Name three things that scared you when you were a little kid.
The one thing still scares me, that's like dark water. Like if you're passing by a lake at nighttime, like being out in the ocean at night would just drive me nuts.
Oh, dark water.
Kind of
that's cool. You've heard of that one.
Deep dark water. Mm-hmm.
Dark water.
Two more things, huh?
All right, two more things.
People.
Just people in general?
People fighting at your shows?
Well, yeah, you're talking about when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, adults. You know, just people that you don't know, that you just stumble upon.
Yeah.
And your parents are saying, here's my son, Brian. And you're like, I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. I know. Even still, right? Some people can be, adults can be scary.
Right.
There's a lot of scary adults now.
Yeah, I guess the scariest thing out there is people, if you think about it, right?
Pretty much.
Some of the things, yeah. And it's getting worse, I think.
One more scary thing.
Okay. One more scary thing. I'm not too fond of spiders, I should say.
Oh, that's good. Kay's there, too.
I don't like those either.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared of spiders.
It's not the worst thing, but, you know, spiders and bats.
Oh, I don't mind bats. Bats are kind of, I think they're a little bit cute. I don't know.
Well, if you look at their face, but where they got their hands, that's the weird part. It's actually on their wings.
Yeah, the
like
wings,
a dinosaur.
The webbing and all that. Ugh, I don't know.
A normal bird has its feet coming out of its body. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it's standing there, it's stand. But a bat, its hands are coming out of its wings.
Yeah.
Like it's like all connected.
Parrot.
All weirdly connected.
It's a mammal, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right. The last one. Number 7. Favorite ever Halloween costume?
That I wore or that I saw someone else wear?
Either is fine.
Okay, I seen this kid in a parade who was... How do I explain this? He had a coat that went above his head, which looked like he was headless. Since he was short, his actual head was coming out the middle of the coat, and it was in a glass jar. So he
what?
Put this... It was probably plastic. He put this jar over his head and put a coat on that made him look way taller.
Yeah.
So it looked like he was holding his head in a jar when actually it was just jutting out from the middle of the coat.
Oh.
He had, like, fake hands.
Is that cool?
That is
cool.
No, he had his hands holding it, and it just was... I was shocked. That really stuck out in my mind. So
that's a lot of thought put into that one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was excellent.
That's pretty funny, yeah. It's clever, yeah.
That's crazy. Well, those are all the questions. Julie, tell the listeners where they can get your album and your website and all that stuff.
Well, I'll just say the website because you can actually hit the iTunes link from there. So,
awesome.
It's jigglyjones.com. So simple as that. And everything's on there, you know. Any social media links are there, pictures, videos, lyrics, iTunes, the whole works, jigglyjones.com.
Nice, and that's Jiggly with an E.
Yes, very important.
Right.
Not like Jigglypuff, which
right.
It just has no E.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. There could be people, you know, Pokemon and all that. What's your YouTube channel?
Jiggly Jones Music.
There you go.
All right.
I'm sure it's
and you can actually get to there from my website, too. So just hit on the YouTube link. Whatever. Yep.
So jigglyjones.com. And where are you playing next?
Let's see. I'm next Saturday. I am in Philadelphia at the Make Music Philly Festival.
Oh, there we go. You triggered the Saturday thing.
Turn it off. I'll turn it off.
You turn it off? You're wait. Okay, there we go.
I turned it off. It's okay. He can say
you
it.
You guys got word recognition technology over there?
Yeah,
I just turned it off, so go ahead. I'm very sorry about that. It's kind of a show policy. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Make Music Philly Festival. It's a big event, like a miniature CMA fest. It's in Philly, though. So I'll be playing there for, I think I got a 45-minute show.
All right, nice.
And, yeah.
So anyone who's hanging out in Philly, you can go see Jiggly Jones next week.
I know we got some Philly people listening.
Definitely have Philly people listening.
Just saying.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and chatting with us.
That's very awesome.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
With that new album.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I hope it does well. We're going to go out here and play your first single from that, Walk on Me.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. And have a great rest of your Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Hope you get the ice cream cake of your dream.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, send them back
vanilla.
Out.
Yep.
That's right. You got to send it back out if it's to get it wrong. All right, Jiggly, have a great night.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Jiggly Jones, everybody. And after the break, are we doing the weird news? Is that what's happening?
I think that's what's happening.
Alrighty then.
Clicky. Yeah, all right. Let's play this thing.
Oh, what's up my drink?
What, do you need more drink?
I might. Is that bad?
Do you want the same?
Is that going to make the show good?
No, it's definitely going to make the show good, I'm pretty sure. I could definitely use some more.
All right.
You
maybe we'll have a little more.
We're getting a little low on the...
Oh, are we? Well, you don't have to make mine so intense. I can even have like half a drink.
I might have more in the reserve, but I haven't checked.
In the chat room, somebody just came in, and their username is in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Wow, perfect. That was so,
and
that's
it makes
so timely.
Me LOL.
That's timely.
All right, well, stay tuned after the break for Derek's Weird News.
Yes, and our Robert E. Particular also in the chat room. They're all coming in. This is great.
Fantastic.
We're finally getting the real.
All right. Maybe they got wind of the Best of Blog Talk Radio segment. I don't know.
Oh.
very interesting.
Do you want to do that when we come back? You know, shake it up a little bit? I don't know.
Well, we probably should plow through the weird news.
All right, let's do that.
We'll make it quick. Don't worry about that.
All right, take a break.
We'll listen to the rest of Walk On Me, Jiggly Jones. Stay tuned.
Oh, how can this be? What can I do? What can I do when I see you? What can I say? Oh, are you all now over me? You walked on me before. You walk on me again. It's nothing new. Oh, are you all now over me? You walked on me before. You walk on me again. But I love you. What can I do? What can I do? Open arms, that's what I see. Oh, how can this be? What can I do? What can I do when I see you? What can I say? What can I do when I see you? What can I say? Oh, are you all over me? You walked on me before. You walk on me again. It's nothing new. Oh, are you all over me? You walked on me before. You walk on me again. But I love you. What can I do? What can I do?
Relationships can seem like an eternity.
You asshole! What were you doing with my sister in that hot tub?
Relieve the pressure.
Ice.
Chill that bitch out with ice. A diamond lasts forever, but your relationship might not. A diamond is love. Rock hard. And frozen in time. Luckily, most women are shallow and materialistic.
Oh, a diamond! So you do love me.
Nothing says I love you like a lump of carbon mined by wage slaves in Angola.
I don't even know what I was mad at you about.
Do you want a blowjob?
Passion. It can be purchased, and it can be overpriced. Ice, available and very expensive at Decock Diamonds.
Does your house smell like ass? Find out what you can do tonight.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
When the night is falling from the sky, just keep driving on a high.
world is after all your cries. Just keep going, you'll be there someday. You're not alone, we're against them all. Hold on to me, you'll never let you fall. Even if someday our hope is gone, I will not give up. Whatever's standing in my way.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back, everybody. DKRadioShow.com is our website. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, Vine, all of those social media places. And you can give us a call when we're on the air at 661-467-2416. All calls are welcome.
How about that? Yeah, now's your chance to call.
All right, it's time for the weird news, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm ready.
I got Derek's weird news. I got Derek's weird news.
Awesome. Thank you, Will. Let's see this first story.
I sang too.
Okay, thank you, Will and Kay. Oh, my gosh. You can't see
oh,
that, Carly.
Oh, the cat is having look at the cat is about to jump off the counter
for these jalapenos.
Okay, let's try this one again.
You want to try it again?
I'll try it again.
Here's Derek's weird news.
Thank you very much. Thank you very hard.
Thank you very hard.
This first story comes to us from Arizona. Here we have razor blades that turn up in a Burger King salad.
Razor blades?
Yeah, right? How about that?
See, I thought you were going to say glass, but I'm shocked by this now.
An Arizona woman eating a Burger King salad says she found a razor blade inside her salad. Jennifer Ashley tells KTV.
Jennifer Ashley? Which one is her first name? She has two
first
names.
It's Jennifer. It's Jennifer.
Okay.
Yeah. She immediately showed the manager on Wednesday at the flagship branch of the fast food chain. It says fast foot.
It says fast foot?
That's a typo, I'm sure.
Oh,
Burger King says the employee
fired.
Admitted to the blade on a shelf that accidentally fell into a tub of lettuce. The company says that razor blades are not allowed near food preparation areas. The employee's been fired. And that's what's happening in Arizona.
Why do you have a razor blade in the food area? Is it for it for cutting boxes? Because I know
it might be.
I use the razor blade for maybe box cutting, but any razor blade that's around that's out of the knife ends up in the sharps container.
Sharps, so, yes. That is sharp.
It's wicked sharp.
Yeah, the salad tastes a little razor bladey, doesn't it? It's a little razor bladey.
It's also got a bloody taste.
Probably. It says that she receives a full refund for a free salad and a free salad.
Okay.
I think she gives a little bit more than that. That's pretty.
A whole Burger King franchise.
Maybe got her own franchise.
Whole brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The rest of the weird news from here on out is going to be interesting.
Oh, the Arizona. Okay.
Arizona. Yeah.
Okay.
It's hot there.
It is hot.
Sizzling hot.
Although not as hot as Death Valley in California. That was hot.
That's like the desert even, right?
Yeah. It was 100. When I went there, it was like 119 degrees at the hottest point.
Yeah. That is hot.
That son of a bitch felt like you were getting out of the van and getting into an oven. It was not good. They were like, you have 10 minutes to take some pictures. I'm like, bitch, I'm going to take pictures for about 2 minutes, and I'm getting back in this van with the air conditioning. Thank you very much.
I like it hot.
It was a little too hot.
I do like it hot.
Are you and Carly having a good time here?
We really are. I'm trying to. She's going to get on the keyboard, which is attached to some sound.
I know that's inside baseball.
I know.
But
it's a little bit inside baseball.
Inside baseball.
Okay, next
story. We do have a big cat in the studio.
Yeah.
Her name is Carly. And she's joining us right now. All right, the rest of the weird news from here on out hasn't been read, so this should be interesting.
Okay.
Next story, thank you, comes from Connecticut.
The state below us.
Yeah.
Or
Yells,
is it below us?
It's kind of off to the side, a little
bit
below.
It's off to the right.
Below, yeah, and below.
Okay.
There's yells for daddy by a school. That's surprising people. Police say a Connecticut woman became concerned when she heard...
Daddy!
When she heard that, yeah.
Daddy
repeatedly near a school, but...
Daddy!
She began looking for the child and said she found a large green parrot up in a tree. How about that? Perez says that the bird was nonstop saying daddy
funny.
And hello and what? In other words, in other
what?
Different words, the bird was found 1 mile from its home
daddy?
And was later returned to the owner
daddy?
Who
reported it missing.
Hello.
And that's what's happening in Fairfield,
hello?
Connecticut.
What? Hello? Hello? Daddy? 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 Hello? Hello? Hello?
That's pretty good. It's a good story for Father's Day, but, you know.
Parrots are super annoying. Do people still have parrots as pets, or is that like a trend that's not going well anymore? I don't see as many parrots in people's houses anymore.
I think it was really big in the 90s.
It's
and then
huge in the 90s.
It sort of petered out by then. Yeah.
Birds are kind of annoying. Like,
birds are gross, as you said.
Well, they are gross. I mean, that's not up for debate.
That's what you say.
They're gross.
I
mean, they're pooping everywhere. They're flying around your house, pooping in places. I mean, it's gross. I mean, maybe it's not as gross as a cat who's pooping in your house on purpose in a litter box.
Yeah, but, you know, that's controlled, and they bury it. They, you know, they're pretty
sometimes.
Clean. Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is exposed poop that smells really bad.
Oh, that's really bad. Yeah, that happens.
I don't know if it's the laziness or if it's just, like, a not caring anymore because he's, like, old because I have an old cat. And I think sometimes he's just like,
I'm done.
Yeah.
I got it in the box.
Yeah.
I did my share.
Yeah, he at least... You know what? That's if it's in the box, I think it's a win.
And well,
at this point, he's 15.
You and I have a good thing too because we have the covered boxes that are hidden.
My box is in a piece of furniture.
Yeah, I like that. And mine's in a closet behind a curtain. So
yeah.
You don't got poop sitting out in the middle of the floor.
I don't understand how people have their litter boxes
in the corner
in the
of
bathroom.
A room. Yeah.
In the bathroom.
I know, that's bad too.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah, you can smell that.
And especially if you're getting out of the shower and you got little pieces of litter under your feet and you just showered. No. No. I went out, I bought a piece of IKEA furniture, a little cabinet.
I love that.
I only put on half the back. Cat goes inside. I put a lamp on the top. Put
perfect.
Some mail on there. Perfect.
Very nicely done.
Yeah.
All right. We like
litter box hacks.
We like food and truck accidents.
Oh, again?
So we got another one here.
Okay.
This one also comes to us from Arizona.
Mm.
Here we have a tomato truck that turns over on I-8 east of Yuma? Is that what that is?
Don't know.
I don't know what that says. Yeah, more than a few rotten tomatoes are stewing on the Arizona highway. Arizona Department of Public Safety says a trailer hauling a load of tomatoes overturned on the day that comes before today.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, on Interstate 8, about 50 miles east of Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
They say that the incident occurred shortly after 3:30 a.m. on the eastbound lanes. No injuries were reported. They say it was one lane that was blocked, and they're cleaning up the scene. There are some smells of cooking and rotting tomatoes. And that's what's happening in Arizona again. How about that?
You don't like tomatoes, right?
Tomatoes everywhere.
By the way, I just lengthened the show a little bit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Good call. Good call. Yeah, it's a good call because I was actually thinking I'm going to really power through these in like 5 minutes.
No, it's okay.
So thank you. Thank you very hard. That's probably good. You know, we've rushed like the last couple to get out. And it's too quick.
It's too quick. So you don't like tomatoes. I know this.
I am a lifelong vegetarian.
Yes, there it is.
And you'd think I would like tomatoes, but I'm not a huge fan, although I like them cooked. Not on the highway. I like the sun-dried tomatoes.
Ew.
I like the tomato and mozzarella. with the basil. Also delicious.
Okay, I've been doing this show for so long now that I know exactly what key everything is in.
Yeah, you do. You nailed it. You nailed it.
Ridiculous.
Like you got perfect soundboard pitch.
I have perfect soundboard pitch. I like tomatoes, but I don't like them on my sandwiches because I think they're kind of watery on the inside.
That's true. It does make for a watery. And it could get into the bread. It could mess up the bread. I mean, I guess it's all what you're doing with the layers.
I like them in the salad, though. They're delicious in the salad. The
nice
little grape tomatoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I like ketchup.
Oh, I like ketchup, too. Don't get me wrong.
And I like...
I like tomato sauce.
Don't you like that Caprese salad with, like, the basil and the tomato and the mozzarella? Don't you get next
not
to that?
Not so much.
I
it's
don't
gotta,
like that.
You know what? It's got to be between bread.
Really?
I know. It's weird.
What's up with that?
I know. It's very weird.
Do you not like it on a pizza either? Because I think it's good on a pizza.
Not my fave. Sun-dried,
really?
Sun-dried tomatoes,
oh,
a different story.
Horrible. I hate
those.
Yeah,
I got to keep her at bay here.
She looks paralyzed.
She loves the nose rubbing.
Again, inside baseball.
Crying inside baseball.
These are things the listeners cannot see. There's also some cat. There's some cat business, and Derek's cat is like all over the place.
I think I got her to calm down.
She's doing. She's like.
She's so cute, though.
So
look at the
cute.
Kitty. Look
I mean,
at the car.
She's just really pleasant. She's not like causing trouble. She's just.
She wants attention. She's
yeah,
just trying
she's
to
just
say hi.
Kind of like, hey, I'm cute.
I haven't
Pay
seen her all
me.
Weekend, so that. Okay, I don't need this. Whoops. Yeah, no, I don't need this story
all right,
anymore.
Throw that away.
Okay. Let's see. Keep going here. I haven't even read this story. Let's just do this. We'll see what happens. Who knows? It's good times. Hidden cash craze hits New York City Central Park. Do you know anything about this?
No, but if I did, I'd be down there finding some cash.
I guess guided by a few clues from Twitter, Stephanie Colt hailed a cab to Central Park on the yesterday and searched for money planted by hidden cash. I guess this is a scavenger hunt craze that made its way to New York this weekend.
Why can't it be here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cash. How much is it? Like $100?
There's envelopes containing $50 bills.
Oh, that's still good.
And silver dollars, I guess.
Silver dollars? What a disappointment.
I know. It's like it's like an old uncle or something, or grandpa.
Yeah, your grandpa gives you that.
I guess that's what's going on in Central Park.
That's the story?
Get your chance on some cash.
Okay.
Kay's not impressed. Mostly people gather there to have a good time. Some people said that they even found $100 or $200.
It's nice to find $200.
That would make a difference, right?
That would make a huge
$200?
Difference. $200?
$200? That makes a difference on their lives.
It's like a lot. It's like... That's situation-changing money, because I'd be psyched to go out and buy a simple human sensor mirror for my vanity.
Oh, that's that expensive mirror that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that mirror.
Okay.
I kind of want it. Even though it's like 10 times magnification, which I don't need, you can see every pore on your face.
Oh, I don't need that. That doesn't work for – that's not good for shaving.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for doing your, like, mascara and stuff. Your makeup.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Because
I'm into the makeup.
No, I know. Yeah.
I want a mirror where I don't, where it's like a lighted mirror.
Uh-huh.
That would be nice.
Lit. You want to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm doing, it's a little bit ghetto. I have like the littlest lamp from Pier 1. It's like super tiny and the light that it emits, not so money. So I'm basically doing my makeup in the dark. Does it look like I did my makeup in the dark today?
No, you look great. Okay, not even really, there's a little bit of eye stuff, I guess. I'm not really seeing makeup. I guess there's some lip. Yeah,
yeah, I
don't know these things.
I don't put
like
a whole lot on.
Okay.
You know, like some of these chicks are putting like. Oh, some of these chicks on YouTube are like.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this.
Now
videos.
I'm going to put on some primer. Then I'm going to put on some concealer. Then I'm going to put on some foundation. Then I'm going to put on some powder. Then I'm going to do my brows. Then I'm going to do some eye primer. Then I'm going to do some eyeshadow. Then I'm going to do eyeshadow again 4 times. Then I'm going to do some eyeliner. It's like 17,000 steps.
Oh, wow.
Just put on some blush, throw on some mascara, throw on some lip gloss, and leave the house. I can't deal.
Okay. Yeah, I should make up.
If you're, like, under 25, you shouldn't be doing, like, 30 steps.
Why is that?
Unless your face is busted. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're young and beautiful, you should do, like, maybe 5 steps.
Just light. Just something quick and light.
Yeah.
You don't need to go crazy.
Yeah.
So you're saying the older they are, the more makeup you need?
You might need a little more steps if you got some wrinkles.
Okay.
Or some spots on your face or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have spots. I have freckles.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that myself.
Do you?
As I had I believe a grandfather once would say that I always used to hate this as a kid, is that my mom, you always tell a story about my mom was making apple pies and cinnamon in the oven and it exploded. And I got...
Nice.
And I got cinnamon on my face. As a kid, I'm like, all right, stop telling the story, old man. I get it.
It's not nice.
It was maybe funny once, but he always would say it, you know.
People talk about freckles. I didn't get them until I was in my 20s.
Oh, I had them big time as a kid.
Oh, I didn't have them until like, and now I'm getting like 3 or 4 new ones every year and counting them.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell the new ones? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even keeping track.
They're like all over the place. They're all over my forehead and, like, nose and cheeks.
Wow. Yeah,
I
kind of
like them.
It's good. A little bit.
But, like, where do they come from?
You see those orange-haired people.
Yeah.
Redheads?
Yeah.
Sometimes they got the crazy one. And that's what
they got crazy
freckles. That could be, like, a little too much.
Well, I'm...
You look like
I am not a redhead.
You don't have that, yeah.
I'd be a black person. But I got I got the freckles. I'm very freckled. That's okay.
That's okay.
I like them.
That's quite all right.
They're good.
Do you want to hear about a naked person that's twirling around the downtown of Fort Pierce?
Why the hell not?
I'm not sure where that is.
Wait, you said naked? I thought he had no pants.
Well, does that count as naked?
No.
He's not fully naked then.
Okay, yeah. If you, if you have a shirt on, you're clothed.
They call this Donald Ducking because Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. I learned that for the first time on Possum Hour.
Really?
Yeah.
On Friday?
Yeah.
It's Friday.
I had to. I'm sorry. The whole show we hadn't said that.
That's true. I
or
think it was
Monday.
Actually Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Possum Hour. Right here on Blog Talk
Monday
Radio.
Monday I was dress rehearsing with Odyssey Opera.
Right. Right. We actually have the...
Maid costuming.
Yeah.
There's like a new picture on Facebook every day of me in that costume. It's so embarrassing.
I haven't seen that. I think I just saw the one.
Oh, check my Facebook page. It's all over. I've been tagged in like a billion photos.
All right. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to it. Is there one of you putting the stockings on?
No.
Yeah, baby.
That moment was not photographed.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
All right. Well,
maybe it was.
I missed
it just
out,
wasn't
then.
Like... Oh, boy.
Okay. Well,
what do you think?
Should we let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot. Right before we got a couple more stories here.
All right.
We extended the show.
And
we're feeling good.
You got my text message, right?
I got my finger here.
Okay. Yep. Here we go. Area code.
You go for it.
Area code
phone call.
111. You're on the air.
This better be good.
My sons, Omo Horny. My sons, Omo Horny. My sons,
this
Omo
sounds-
Horny. My sons, Omo Horny. My sons, Omo Horny. My sons.
Sure.
Okay, sure. It's what?
That's
I pressed the wrong button. I pressed the Safari
that's
button.
That's Commodore.
What do you mean? It is?
That's definitely from the Possum Hour.
It is?
I'm not sure what they're saying.
I said my son's Homo Barney.
Homo Barney.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
That's awesome. Okay.
That's pretty good. They do love the Possum Hour.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for that update.
Is it because it's Father's Day?
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
I'm not, yeah.
I opened up Safari by accident. That was a
really?
Real accident, by
really?
The way. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh. Let's move on to the next story here. Naked person.
I have big time problems,
all right,
by the way.
We'll
sorry.
Keep
go,
going.
Go ahead.
Twirls in downtown Fort Pierce. A man walking around in public with no shirt on may not draw much attention. But this guy out and about with no pants is likely to raise some eyebrows. This happened May 30, a case of Lowell Clark, 36, prompted some response from law enforcement. Fort Pierce police officer about 4:40 p.m. went down to the address of 100 block of South Indian River Drive for a male who was in a store only wearing a blue polo shirt.
Was that you?
Derek Kalish.
No. I don't think that was me.
Okay.
According to the police, witnesses told police that nearly nude was walking around the store in downtown Fort Pierce. And that's what's happening in Fort Pierce.
That's great.
Naked man.
Naked man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Fantastic.
He was naked from the waist down. Turning in place
like a little kid
in front of a group of passerbyers,
like a little kid,
kind of like a little kid.
Yeah,
I'm not
that's
too sure
what
why
little kids do.
Not too sure why that happened, but there's that.
Yeah, especially it's like a little boy thing walk around with no pants on.
Yeah,
you don't see a lot of little girls walking around with no pants on, like little, like 2 years old
it's
or
a,
like
it's
one.
A boy thing you're saying?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of boys want to take their pants off. You know Brenna, right?
To show it. They like to show their showers.
You know Brenna, right?
Mm-hmm. Drop trow.
When he was younger, when her son was younger, he just used to take his pants off or take his diaper off for no reason.
I didn't.
There's one video on Facebook of him singing something and then proceeding to try and take down his diaper.
I did not see that.
So that happens.
Kids are strange like
kids
that.
Kids are really
yeah.
weird.
It's great. It's
dead. I don't know.
What happened to my Firefox? It's like... Not responsive. What the hell?
Oh, it's not working out for you?
Can't find it. It's gone.
Uh-huh.
You know, taking calls is tough.
Taking calls. Oh, is that a new call?
No. That's the old call.
That's an old call.
There's
okay.
holding on.
Oh, wait.
Do you want to pick it up to see if it's the same thing?
All right. Let's just, yeah.
All right.
Is it this button here?
You got control of the board.
Is this button here? Okay. Yeah. Oh, is it this button?
No, it's this button right here.
It's been a long time. Oh, boy. Let's see here. What's going on here? No, nothing.
Quiet. Quiet on the home front. Where the hell?
Well, let's take out
Firefox. What the hell?
Let's take a listen to the 347.
And actually, it's not an area code. It's actually 347.
Oh, sure.
So let's take a look here. Go ahead. You're on the Derek and Kay Show.
Is that a reference to, like...
Hello?
Hello?
Did I press the right button, Kay?
No, that's right.
Okay. Hello? You're on the Derek and Kay Show. Give us something good.
They're silent.
Huh.
Why does it say hold time zero? Something's going on. Is that the reference to remember when we called the J-Dub show?
And I said our air code?
Yeah.
Oh, 347?
Yeah,
is
you
that
said,
what it is?
It might, if it is, it's amazing.
Wow, that's a long go throwback. That's pretty good. You know what?
I got to open Firefox because it was closed. Great.
You got to open it because it was closed.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure of the...
My computer's being awesome.
Oh, your Firefox is what I was looking for. Firefox. Great.
Firefox.
You know what?
Suck my dick. 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 Suck my dick.
All right.
I mean, all right.
That's what that's all about. I'm not too surprised.
Are there any more stories on the weird news?
Let's just do one more.
Okay.
That's a collection of them. Florida news. This one comes to us from Venice. Here we have a couple accused of making meth outside of a library.
That's a good place to do it.
Educational. they say that they arrested a couple on Monday afternoon for allegedly making meth on the grounds of a library, according to a news release. The arrests were made after the narcotics detectives received... a verified trip that they were tip that they were making meth. They had all kinds of different objects. There was two bottles of Coleman fuel, lithium batteries, and tubing, and 20 different pills containing, the stuff that they usually use for making.
I just put some this afternoon.
Is it good stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, these guys are locked up, and they're being held on $15,000 bail. And that's what's happening in Venice, Florida.
Okay.
That's... Also in Florida, there's someone was making meth on the beach because summer is coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that is the weird news.
Great. Well, that's good job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And after the break, you know what? I think it's totally appropriate right now.
Uh-huh.
Blog Talk Radio, the best of Blog Talk Radio.
Great.
Troll edition.
Great. Perfect.
So that's what's next.
I'm excited to check that out.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Professional, unprofessional show on the radio today. Colin, the Derek and Kay Show.
I'm too depressed for the ukulele, too depressed to hear it play. I'm too depressed for living life today.
Hey, yo,
It is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back. And I just want to say, you can pick up pigeon jerky at your local grocery store and convenience store.
No, you can't.
You know, we've been feeding pigeons for years. Why not let them feed us? Pigeon jerky, the Cadillac of processed meat.
Did you think of that yourself?
Hmm? Well, they're a sponsor, so I just want to give them a plug.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. You know they're not really a sponsor, right?
Yeah, no, they're a sponsor of the show.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyway, jkradioshow.com is our website. You can find anything you need to know right there. All right.
You know, I'm too depressed for the ukulele today.
Do you want to do this?
That is a call?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Let's take a call. We are a live show, so we like to take phone calls.
All right,
so
sure.
Let's take a look at
we're
that.
We're providing content, doing less work. Cave Johnson, you're on the air.
Everyone's favorite comedian and B. Davis is 88. Again, I'm reporting the Brady Bunch actress suffered a subdural hematoma and never regained consciousness after falling and hitting her head.
Why don't we just leave it on?
My play.
Let's just leave it on.
I'm a champion. No, for real.
You're dead. I'm glowing right now. I'm happy. Are you going to go ahead and play some music? You got the music engineer?
I'm so ashamed it's over. This is short.
That's it. It might be a loop.
And we're waiting.
Huh?
Oh, wow, that's
it. All right,
it.
Pretty good call. Thanks for the call. Appreciate right. it.
Whatever. All right, time for the best of Block Talk Radio.
All right, great. Good stuff.
I know this is the Block Talk Radio community theme, but we can't do that right now. So this is the best of Block Talk Radio. So this is a thing on Block Talk Radio that no one listens to that I love. So I know we're late to the party, and it's appropriate that we're playing this now, but I think you'll enjoy it. So the whole thing behind the trolling is that, like, apparently, I've been doing some research, and apparently there was this show on Block Talk Radio hosted by this guy called Ghost, and he used to get routinely raided by trolls during the show.
Huh.
And the thing about, I was listening today to some of the YouTube clips that they were posted. They're actually really funny.
Huh.
Because the reaction to the calls is hysterical, and the My Little Pony references are to die for.
Fuck the police. Anyway,
there's a lot of profanity, so
okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, that happened.
652-4869, area code 706. What's up? What do you got to say? Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about here. 973, what's up?
Hey, Ghost. Sorry, I'm a little bit sick, but thanks for taking my call.
Don't worry about it. What's up, man?
You see, like, you know, I'm a diehard capitalist like you, you know. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning, and the only thing I'm thinking is I got to be fresh, and I got to go downstairs. And after I had my bowl and I had my cereal, I'm looking at the time, seeing everything's going. It's ticking on.
We don't give a shit about your routine, and we don't give a shit about your pathetically anal life, all right? Give me some insight.
I totally didn't catch the Friday reference. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
I wish we got that call so much. We would have loved that.
That's so great.
We would have loved that call.
Oh, my God.
That guy would have won a prize on our show.
Oh, my God, yeah, totally. All right, here's the rest of it. Or maybe it's not
this
playing.
This is great.
Why isn't it playing? I gotta go backwards a little bit.
Just shut your mouth, stupid milky liquor. Get him off!
What?
434, what's up? Oh, I already called on 434, man. Screw that area code. 630, what's up? 973, you're on the horn.
Look at how angry.
Yeah, he's totally angry.
How's it going?
I want to talk to you about how the government is screwing over, like, small-town America. Because, you see, every year in my town, we have this tradition. It's called a winter wrap-up, and we go around and we have to manually change the seasons. But then fucking Princess Celestia comes in.
You bronies.
Oh, shut up with your stupid brony crap, you over-feminine fruity males with no integrity, for Christ's sake. I mean, I've seen you idiots comment on these dumbass little pony videos.
That is kidding.
This is great.
My Little Pony followers are making of me on YouTube for
My Little Pony.
I've seen you, pretty bastards. You're like,
free.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with being an effeminate male. There's nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as a matter of fact, let me see a toolbox.
What?
Let me see it.
Jesus Christ, 502, you're on the horn.
This is great.
It's so amazing.
Are you kidding me? Are you remixing Mario Brothers 2 with some...
At least you knew what it was. That's good.
That's good, yeah.
I swear to God, that was the beginning
good butt size for that game.
Of the Mario Brothers 2 right there. Let me see. Do we got anybody to give shout-outs to there, engineer?
Good production.
Who else we got going on? Mike Hunt stinks. I screwed you.
He said it.
Real funny. Real funny. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, get it all out, you stupid, dumb, immature jerk dicks.
This is great.
My favorite thing ever is
we'll
how, like, how the anger is, like,
Banjo
escalating.
Bear.
Yeah.
Are you there, Banjo Bear?
Nigga.
All that for that. You made an extravagant little stupid name named Banjo Bear, and then you talk like some half a trans-testicle fruit by spreading out some goddamn racial slur, huh? Oh, that's great. That's rich, huh?
He's
and
getting
yet,
upset.
I'm a racist, right, you stupid
he's really upset.
We got to call this guy sometime.
No, wait, he's not on the air anymore.
I wonder why.
He's going to be stopped as soon as possible. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, you know, maybe it's not the show they're following, but more of the message, you know. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Run, Tubby, Run, because he's an awesome brony, and Fluttershy is best pony ever.
You stupid brony fruity bastard. Get this stupid fruity bastard out. Get him off. I should have known by the feminine vernacular that this stupid idiot was sporting.
This goes on for a while. This took like 12 minutes and 36 seconds.
I should have known.
Go bronies. I'm on the side of the bronies.
Hysterical.
This is great.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I chunked that one back for Christ's sake because let me tell you, I can't. I mean, it's just, it's gross. It's sick. It's horrible.
My Little Ponies.
You need help? You need help for Christ's sake.
What's going on, Coco?
I think this used to happen like a lot. Like.
Wow. He's pissed. This almost makes me want to
take... I don't know if that's a sound effect or not.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something really happened.
I don't think
right?
He's got a lot of production. Wow.
My little pony, my little pony.
Well, that's us, isn't it?
That's us.
Oh, okay.
Something wrong with their brain. The chemistry is there.
He gets pissed with the Bernies.
Too much estrogen pumped in their ass.
Why is he bashing estrogen? It's a good hormone.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, who we got?
It makes
we got
the women sexy.
Direction.
That's true.
Who we got? Who else we got here? We got some Mr. Oh no, DJ Thuggin' Ass. Chrissy Sharp. We got Kite DJ. We got Stacy Erect.
He gets a lot of calls.
We got Honky the Bear. Who else we got? Saint Nick Five. I feel urethra. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Make
Dr. Hooves.
Dr. Hooves.
Dr. Hooves.
That
that's
is,
good.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even hear that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Write
I like,
that
went
one
back
down.
There.
Dr.
I went backwards.
Rich. That's rich.
That is freaking
and yet,
awesome.
I'm the racist, right? You stupid bastards. You people are idiots.
This kind of makes me want to take a call from D-Breath.
Does it?
Kind of.
Should we stop to take a call?
Yeah, why don't you pause that? Let's take a look. Let's take a look at what we got on the phone here.
All right.
We'll just say deep breath.
Deep breath, you're on the air.
Yeah, make it good.
I am your host, the man they call host.
Well, they loved him.
They used to call him repeatedly. Okay, it's all over YouTube, all of the prank calls. Some of
this
them
is amazing.
Some of them a little more mean and
right.
crazy, but these ones made me LOL. Let's continue, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, maybe it's not the show they're following, but more of the message, you know.
Oh, did we hear this?
Like did we hear this already? Yeah. I'm sorry. I like went backwards a little bit. Yeah, listen to that. Let me go forward a little bit more.
Crap, I mean, good All right, who we got? We got Hugh Direction. Who we got? Who else do we got here? We got some DJ Thuggin' Ass, Chrissy Sharp. We got Kite DJ. We got Stacy Erect. We got Honky the Bear. Who else we got? We got Saint Nick 5. I Feel Urethra. Jesus Christ. Dr. Hooves.
That's my favorite.
That's
this
good.
Is from like 2011.
Oh, wow.
Old sauce.
Slacks 3000.
How are people
on?
Calling back to that then?
That
was amazing.
I don't know.
Who else is retweeting the first tweet on the Twitter account?
On the 347. Is that really a reference to that?
If it is, it's awesome.
Crap. We got, who else we got? Derpitalism.
Derpitalism.
We got Fluttery Yay. Is a brony, for Christ's sake. Who else we got? We got Shitty Cum Squats. Ah, jeez.
I like. He gets really pissed.
You sick bastards, man. I mean, how do you idiots come up with this stuff? Why do you idiots come up with this?
Well, this is why they this is why they did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What kind of a sick twist?
If I get this reaction, I would call too.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, making such hideous, disgusting, foul names, for Christ's sake. What are you, a fiend?
Fiend.
Jesus Christ.
So this is where they all come from.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got Goth Vampire in the house.
Did he take one soon here?
We got? We
oh,
got
yeah.
Cat Fry. Oh, Jesus Christ. We got Weed Hacks. Who else we got going on? Jesus Christ. Look at these sick freaking names. Look at these sick freaking names. If you think that I'm going to say any of these sick, twisted, disgusting, sexually perverted names, well, then you got another thing coming, for Christ's sake. Spongy, Radio Graffiti.
It's like the freaking... wait, what was that? Remember that?
Tinky-winky?
It was like the Teletubbies? Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Did you ever watch that, by the way?
I've seen clips, but I
can't... Yeah, you haven't watched a whole show?
No, because I was raised in the 90s,
okay.
And I'm straight, so I don't know.
Question time.
Okay.
I have watched a few full episodes of the Teletubbies.
Wow.
Just to see what the hell was going on.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
It's really freaking weird. Like, it's weird. If I had kids in the 90s when the Teletubbies was on, I don't know if I'd let them watch it.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, or?
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like a little weird. Like, you know, Sesame Street's like not weird, it's like cute.
Yeah, no, there's nothing too weird about
Teletubbies?
That.
Teletubbies? Weird. Hmm. Weird.
Radio Graffiti.
Tell your family, tell your family. Tell
that one's
your
not, that's
family,
not nice. We don't like that.
Here we go again with more of these satanic lyrics that are being broadcasted on my show by these sick-ass weirdos.
I wish
here,
this
huh?
guy was still on.
Yeah, me too. We would call and troll.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's essentially what Blog Talk Radio Community at the time was, wasn't it?
Kind of. Yeah.
It was like half trolling, half calling
yeah.
to talk to people.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
When you walk amongst the crowd of Jews, raise your arms and shout, Allahu Akbar.
What?
Hmm?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What is that, Mahmood, for Christ's sake, huh?
There's a couple of good brony ones in there, though.
Threatening Americans via this broadcast or something there, Mahmood? Come on. Come on, Mahmood. It's all in fun. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? It's all in fun, man.
Oh, I think that's some
so
production.
So what was this guy's show? Like, what's his deal?
I believe it might have been conservative politics.
Oh, well, that's why.
But who cares to listen to that content when
right.
you have this jewel of content?
Yeah, this is
on
great.
Show.
Yeah, obviously he's not getting to his point.
So that is the best of Block Talk Radio. There's hours and hours of content
that's
of
funny.
Like trolling calls
is there
all
a certain
over
episode?
The YouTube.
That's
huh?
good with all the calls.
This one seems to be my favorite.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
Which one is that? We want to plug that or
no?
Okay. It's good. I like
it. For
it. All right.
I'm not gonna.
That's
plug
where
it.
The trolls are.
Yes.
That's where they came. That's where they came from, I guess.
Damn funny.
So now they're checking out our show.
Yeah. Why not?
That's great. That's great. Hey. More
he
of it for
so
us.
So upset.
He
that's
really
the
gets
thing.
Pissed. Yeah.
I'm like.
And he works. He gets worked up for it.
Yes. It's like throwing oil onto a fire.
Obviously.
You know?
Yeah.
So that is the best of Blog Talk Radio.
No, very, very good. Yeah, very, very nicely
That's
done.
When Blog Talk Radio was good.
When there was a lot of that action.
Yeah. I mean, we don't get a lot of that action anymore.
We don't. We used to get more. I guess we get more tonight, so that's kind of cool.
Because yeah. I know that content is really old. It's like 3 years old, but I've never heard it before.
I never heard it, no.
And I had a chuckle this afternoon when I was listening to it. Especially with the brony parts.
Yeah, I do like the bronies.
Brony in the house.
But my favorite actually was the Rebecca Black call.
Yeah.
Talking about getting ready in the morning, going downstairs to put a cereal. Yeah.
Brilliant. Love amazing. Love that.
All right, so we have 15 minutes left. Uh-huh. What do we want to do?
I don't know.
You want to do the hot topics?
Do you want, we could. Do you want, right. Do you need a break? Or I could take this random break.
Yeah,
or
let's
we could,
take a break. You want let's take a break? Random break. So that's the best of Block Talk Radio.
Very good, yeah. Very good stuff.
Oh, RJ Gumby says, I want to hear from Rudy. Yeah, whatever happened to Rudy? I don't know.
Rudy?
Or Kyle.
Which one is Rudy? Remember? Rudy?
I don't remember. It was like way back in the day.
Wow.
And I remember Kyle.
Kyle, yeah.
Kyle was my favorite.
Did we have that here? He's in the, is that this guy?
Hey.
Yes, gorgeous. That is Kyle.
That's Kyle. Great.
Baltimore sucks. He's on. Just called in.
Oh, wow.
Baltimore does actually suck.
Well, we could take that after the break.
I guess we could.
You hold on the line if it's good.
Baltimore does suck a little bit. I am from Maryland, and I but I'm not from Baltimore. And I hate when people say that. They're
all
like,
right.
They're like, oh, are you
places.
From Maryland? I'm like, they're like, oh, how Baltimore? I'm like, not from Baltimore.
Okay.
Baltimore. Not from there.
Stay tuned for the Baltimore Sucks phone call.
Sure.
And the Hot Topics coming up right after this.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
You're a man, so the world is on your shoulders. Stress. Something genetic inside you wants to kill things and then mate with them. Hi, I'm Jeremy St. Ives. Maybe you know me from the men's room with Baz and Jeremy. I'm going to show all you men out there a calmer, more loving path. At Male Aromatherapy Incorporated, we have the scent that will help men relax and travel to their childhood. Inhale deep and revisit that first summer romance under the bleachers with a cheerleader. Or in a tent with your scoutmaster. Mix and match scents such as chamomile shower, jasmine, Spanish donkey, college pansy, tea tree tea bag, unspoken gay longing, mother's love, your aunt's breast, and much, much more. Male Aromatherapy Incorporated. Inhale, exhale, repeat.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show, hosted by Derek and Kay, but you probably already assumed that.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back. DKRadioShow.com is our website. I swear I have to update that website maybe like
yeah, we gotta day, do something.
Whenever I have a day off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be good.
Singer's life is crazy. It's like working weekends. Your life's crazy too, working weekends.
Sometimes.
Working weekends.
Every once in a while. Not all the time.
I feel like.
Yeah, not all the time. We're going to take this quick call here.
All right.
Baltimore sucks.
Let me get my mouth on it.
Yeah.
All right. Baltimore sucks. You're on the air. Hello? My computer's not muted, so there's just silence. Yes. Silence on the line. It's quiet. On your line, no sound from your phone, no sound from your phone,
it was. I guess it was going to be good. I'm sure it was. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very hard for the okay. call. Baltimore sucks.
All right. Anyway, time for the hot topics. Hot topics. All right. So I have been on the BuzzFeed, and I have got a great list for you. Are you ready for it?
Sure.
What American products are called overseas? So you know, since some American products are made in this country and from this country, like Doritos and like Burger King and stuff.
Oh, but they're made overseas.
But they're called different things overseas.
Oh, they're different titles, yeah. But same product.
Same product.
Oh, that's weird.
So guess what Burger King is called in Australia?
I got it. Razor bladey salad.
No. But that's close.
That's a callback.
It is a callback. It's called Hungry Jack's.
Oh, it's so close. Oh, that's you mean that's what the chain is called?
Yeah. So it's still got the burger, and on the inside it says Hungry Jack's.
Hungry
Jack's? Instead of Burger King.
Yeah. Do they got the king?
That I don't know.
Because we love the king.
Well, the king is dead, apparently.
Really? They're not bringing that back?
They
great,
better
great
bring
marketing.
It. One day they'll bring it back,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Over in Ireland, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
Axe body spray is called Lynx.
like the cat?
Yeah, like the cat.
The big cat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lion. Well, it'd be...
Not L-I-N-K, like apostrophe S, like Lynx, like
okay.
Like Zelda.
Okay.
Nice for that, by the way. Saw a little E3 preview of Zelda.
Ooh.
But, I mean, instead coming, like, summer 2015 or something, crap like that, I mean, forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another call on line. Should we interrupt again?
Sure. Let's see. Let's all right. Take a call if we can.
Homer Bouvier, you're on the air. Hello.
How's it going? I was just calling in about the whole ghost thing.
Yeah.
Yes. That was some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I know it's old, but I was just listening to it for the first time.
It's pretty funny. I like it, actually.
I do too, man. I do too. I've been listening to the... ghost calls for about 2 years now.
Really?
Shortly after he quit his show.
Oh. Are you by chance a brony?
Were you part of the calling?
I wish I was. I wish I was. But sadly, no. But yeah, I am indeed a brony.
Yeah.
Nice.
Brony in the house.
Wait, is that coming back? When is that coming back?
What's that?
The My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, yo.
The show?
Yeah.
My Little Pony.
Isn't it it's 3 seasons deep now, isn't it? Yes?
Yeah, 4 seasons actually now.
Ooh. Okay.
They're supposed to be bringing the season 5 back sometime next year, I believe.
All right,
okay.
Cool.
That is cool.
I feel so behind.
This show, by the way, is a brony-friendly territory. I just like to
yes,
point
because
that
I
out.
Like it.
Yeah.
I like the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I watched it on the Netflix.
Yeah, and we had our show back in.
That was
a long time
way
ago.
Way long time ago.
But yeah, this is a Bernie friendly show. I just wanted to point that out. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're not going to yell at the bronies.
No, we like the bronies.
We like the bronies. They're cool. They're cool. It's a cool group.
We like Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie is where it's at.
Isn't this exciting? Are you excited? Because I'm excited. I've never been so excited. Well, except for the time that I saw you walking into town and I went, but I mean, really, who can top that?
Pretty good, man. Commodore Decker says he's a big brony? Really?
What?
Is that true, Commodore Decker?
Yeah, is that true that Daddy G is a brony? Because I've been hearing about that on my chat room on my radio show last night as well.
Wait, you have a radio show?
That's
plug
not
it.
Daddy G. That's Commodore. That's a different show.
Yeah. Well, plug...
Different people.
Plug,
yeah, what's your show?
Plug your show.
Well, I was running a radio show based off of the Sailor Moon anime series.
Oh.
And it's
You've
technically
going
to be a parody of two radio shows. One would be the Ghost one, and the other is a parody of the Ghost, a show called True Equestria Radio, which is hosted by Pony Toast.
Nice.
Very good.
Pony Toast.
Of course.
Is that going to be on Blog Talk Radio?
Indeed it is.
Nice. Well, we'll take a listen to that.
Do we need to have another brony show sometime?
Do we? Is that
it
a
might
thing?
It might be time for it again, huh?
Well, I guess maybe.
Yeah.
We have to get a call screener.
Big show, yeah.
That's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
All right, Homer, thanks for calling in. We'll be tuning into your show.
Awesome.
Appreciate
See you around then.
All right, talk
Take
to
care.
You later, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, as I was saying, so Cocoa Krispies, you know, the yummy Cocoa Krispies.
That's Gringo Pop.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're called Choco Krispies in Mexico.
Choco.
Yes, and in Cocoa Pops in Australia.
Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
That's confusing because I would think that
there's corn pops.
I think it'd be a chocolatey version of that.
That could be good, though.
That could be good, right?
I like corn pops.
Imagine corn pops that has that corn but in that chocolate taste.
Would that be good?
Brilliant.
Would that be good, though?
I think it'd be great.
Corn chocolate pops?
Yeah. It's great. Let's get that going.
New cereal. It's Danone in the USA, but everywhere else, it's Danone.
Of course.
It's like got an E in one end.
Whatever. That's not that different.
Lay's
Tarjay.
Lay's chips in the USA are Walkers in the UK and Ireland.
Oh, that's weird.
And Sabritas in Mexico and Chipsy in Egypt, Tapu chips in Israel, and Margarita in Colombia.
Margarita. That's margarita. Confusing.
Isn't that weird?
What do they call a margarita?
I don't know. The Lay's?
Lay's. Do you want rocks and salt with your Lay's?
Rocks and salt is the only way to have a Lay's. I'm serious.
That's right.
That's what she said.
Olay, you know, like olive Olay, that like face moisturizer and like stuff. You put your body products, whatever. It's like Olaz everywhere else with a Z.
Olaz?
Like in Germany, Netherlands, and Belgium and Italy and stuff.
That's weird.
Isn't that nuts?
That's kind of nuts.
Diet Coke in other countries, in every other country, is Coca-Cola Light.
Oh.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, I think we got diet everything in this country. We're all about, like, diet.
Diet Coke is gross, by the way.
It is kind of
gross.
You know
what? This Coke in general,
sweetener.
Pretty
it's
gross.
Probably bad. I really only use it.
You like the Mexican Coke.
I do like I do like the Mexican Coke. But really, I only use it as a mixer or when I really need it.
When you really need it?
Yeah, this might be a time when I really need it.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Mexican Coke's got real sugar.
Yes, as opposed to corn, high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Clean is Mr. Proper everywhere else.
Mr. Proper.
And in Germany, it's
still got the bold, the bald guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in Germany, especially, it's Meister Proper.
Meister Proper, of course. Very nice. Wait, where is it?
It's Meister Proper.
Where?
In Germany.
Thank you.
WSFN. There you go. Okay. Got that in. Dove chocolate is Galaxy chocolate everywhere else.
Galaxy.
Macaroni and cheese. It's Kraft Dinner in Canada.
Oh.
Like the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
So the brand, okay.
Yeah, the Kraft macaroni and cheese in the blue box.
Just weird.
Isn't that weird?
You want some Kraft Dinner?
Yeah, it's weird. And
sounds a little low class.
It is. It is anywhere, I think.
Yeah, it is anywhere.
And lastly, yes. Cool Ranch Doritos are Cool American in Europe.
That doesn't make any sense.
You want some Cool American Doritos?
That's stupid.
Is it, though?
That's pretty stupid. It'd be stupid if we said it like...
I don't think a European would...
Cool European.
...would know what ranch was, don't you think? Like, somebody
ranch.
In France would be like, what the hell is ranch?
They should have called it...
They don't have ranch
French,
there.
French ranch.
French ranch.
That would have been funny.
Doritos. Ranch Doritos are good, though. French ranch.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah.
Ranch dressing is good. But I don't eat much ranch dressing anymore.
French ranch?
No. French dressing is disgusting.
Oh, I like it.
You like it.
I like it. Do you like a Thousand Island?
Yeah.
Also, you like that? How do you like that in a French?
I don't like it on a salad. I like it on a sandwich, man. On like a...
Sandwich man.
Yeah, on a Reuben. Because a Reuben is corned beef, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and money ranch... Not sour cream, but money Thousand Island dressing.
Yummy.
It's freaking awesome.
Okay.
That's the only way I like it. And, I like it sometimes with some salmon cakes. Good money.
Salmon cakes.
Yeah.
All right.
But normally I only like the see-through salad dressing.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the opaque, disgusting, creamy salad dressing.
Oh. Because
those will make you fat, right?
I
don't know.
They're
good for dipping things in.
Yeah, there's a lot of fat to that.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Sorry, we didn't get your call. Pony
Where?
But we'll take your...
Oh, that's new. I didn't see that. Ponytoast en Fuego.
Yeah, call back next week.
All right.
Join us next week. We have country singer Amy Rose.
Oh, back on the air.
Coming
okay.
back next week. And thank you to Jiggly Jones for being on our show tonight.
That's right. Thanks for Jiggly Jones for playing with us and humoring us. Yes,
and
Commodore
thanks to the
Decker.
Bronies for listening.
The Reuben's good, man.
All right. I would know because I'm a lifelong vegetarian.
That's right. I want one now.
Join the Possum Hour tomorrow night. Yes, Commodore? Is
yes,
that correct?
Tomorrow's Monday, yeah.
I believe Possum Hour at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Maybe I will join the chat room.
Check your local listening.
Tomorrow, because I'll have no rehearsal with made costumes on.
Yeah, it's good times. Well, we got to run.
All right.
Thanks so much for listening.
See you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Darren King K Show.